Chief Clerk, please call the roll.
Roll call for Thursday, February 15th. Agar.
Excused.
Anderson.
Here.
Anselmi Dalton.
Here.
Baldwin.
Here.
Barnard.
Here.
Boner.
Here.
Bouchard.
Excused.
Burns.
Here.
Case.
Present.
Christensen.
Here.
Coe.
Here.
Dockstetter.
Here.
Driscoll.
Here.
Ellis.
Present.
Emmerich.
Here.
Hastert.
Here.
Hicks.
Here.
Kinski.
Here.
Landon.
Here.
Meyer.
Here.
Moniz.
Here.
Nethercott.
Here.
Pappas.
Here.
Perkins.
Here.
Peterson.
Here.
Rossus.
Here.
Scott.
Here.
Von Platern.
Here.
Wasserberger.
Here.
Bouchard.
Here.
President Bebout.
Here.
29 present, 1 excused.
Prayer this morning will be by Father Tom Conkleton. Will you please stand?
Let us pray. Lord God, as the excitement of the new session begins to wane, and as the weekend, the work draws on, as bills continue to be considered for acceptance, and as we begin to return some for second reading and debate, be with us to keep our energy and enthusiasm high. Be with the committees that as they conduct hearings, that you will give them guidance and help them to work on the bills that are being sent to them. As we observe Purple Ribbon Day, we seek to promote awareness of Alzheimer's and other forms of dementia. Help us to find a cure and be with those who suffer from memory loss and their families. Lastly, Lord, we ask that you be with the 17 high school youth in Florida who were killed, the 14 who were wounded, and their family, friends, and classmates. Bring healing to those whose lives have been touched by this great tragedy. Let people not turn to violence when they are upset or angry, but rather help them to reach out in peaceful ways to work through differences. We ask this in all things in your name. Amen.
Please join me in our Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Will the reading clerk please read the Journal Committee report?
Mr. President, your Journal Committee reports that the Journal of February 14, 2018 has been read and recommends that it be approved. Senator Bouchard, Chairman.
Any objections? There being none, the report is adopted. Doctor of the day is Kim Westbrook from Laramie. Good to see you, and the nurse is Tracy Causey, Banner, Wyoming South. Welcome. Dr. Westbrook, I could ask something about a certain member of your family, but that's to be determined and asked at a later date. Welcome. It's so good to see you here today. Today in Wyoming history, Laramie's first school was open. Anybody have an idea which year? How about you, Laramie County Senators? A little history. Close. Yes, thank you, Senator Wasserberger. 1869. Today is, it says, day three. Oh, it is day four. I wonder who thought of, maybe we lost today. Anyway, it is day four. You're just seeing if I'm paying attention, aren't you? Anyway, day four of a proposed 20-day session. Tomorrow is the last day that we will do the introductory vote on bills. And I believe that there are a few bills that, you know, the 24-hour rule, and that's why you don't see them necessarily on this list. With that, do we have any messages from the House or standing committee reports? We don't, do we? Okay, we're at that order of business, introduction, reading, and reference of bills. Senate File 100, first reading of the Senate File.
Senate File 100, Economic Diversification Broadband Services, sponsored by the Management Council.
Senator Perkins.
We're back on. I'm sorry. We have deja vu all over again, Mr. President. I move for introduction to Senate File 100. This, again, is the connectivity bill from the Endow recommendations. And this is going to help provide and increase enhanced connectivity. There's a great effort, or there's an effort to partner not just the government, but partner with private industry as we move forward on this. So those details are still being worked out. We'll have a chance to work this going through. But other than that, we went through all this yesterday. I'd ask the body to vote. Let's talk about this. Thank you.
Please call the roll.
Agar excused. Anderson?
Aye.
Aye. Anselmi Dalton?
Aye.
Aye. Baldwin?
Aye.
Aye. Barnard?
Aye.
Aye. Boner?
Aye.
Aye. Bouchard?
Aye.
Aye. Burns?
Aye.
Aye. Case?
No.
Christensen?
Aye.
Aye. Coe?
Aye.
Aye. Dockstetter?
Aye.
Aye. Driscoll?
Aye.
Aye. Ellis?
Aye.
Aye. Emmerich?
Aye.
Aye. Hastert?
Aye.
Aye. Hicks?
No.
No. Kinski?
Aye.
Aye. Landon?
Aye.
Aye. Meyer?
Aye.
Aye. Moniz?
Aye.
Aye. Nethercott?
Aye.
Aye. Pappas?
Aye.
Aye. Perkins? Perkins?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Aye. Rothfuss?
Aye.
Aye. Scott?
Aye.
Von Fleder?
Aye.
Wasserberger?
Aye.
Aye. President Bebout?
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. Senate File 100. 27 aye, 2 no, 1 excused.
Senate File 100, having received the necessary two-thirds vote for introduction, Senate File 100 shall be referred to Committee Number 9, Minerals. Senate File 108, first reading of the Senate File.
Senate File 108, Economic Diversification and Development, sponsored by the Management Council.
Mr. Vice President.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move introduction of Senate File 108 and ask for your favorable consideration. What this bill does is two things. It's everything I said yesterday, but more. It actually does the, it takes the Endow Council up from 15 to 20 voting members. Presently, they have 20, only 15 vote, 5 are non-voting, plus the legislators that are on there. So this will make 20 voting members. They also recognize the fact that they need the chair and a vice chair. So they've codified the vice chair part of it. Last year, we only set them as a chair only. And this year, they'll be able to say officially that they have a vice chair. And then it goes into the agricultural business of Wyoming and sets up an international. They ask the Business Council to do a survey to figure out the best marketing tools that for the international market, as well as your domestic, but mostly the international. It gives $400,000 to put in a trade representative overseas. Today, as I said yesterday, if you go to Taiwan and you have a piece of beef, it probably is stamped with Idaho on it, not Wyoming. And even though the cow may have been raised in Wyoming, it'll still say because it was marketed by Idaho, and it was also in the meat packing industry in Idaho. And that's what it further goes on to have the Business Council study the fact of putting in more small meat packing plants in this state. So it'll be stamped Wyoming, cow raised here, and packaged here. So that's what this bill does. It allows $2 million to go to the Business Council to be used for some kind of small meat packing, and then the international trade, as I said, for $400,000. So with that, Mr. President, I ask for your favorable consideration.
Please call the roll.
Agar excused. Anderson?
Aye.
Aye. Anselmi Dalton?
Aye.
Aye. Baldwin?
Aye.
Aye. Barnard?
No.
No. Boner?
Aye.
Aye. Bouchard?
No.
No. Burns?
Aye.
Aye. Case?
No.
No. Christensen?
Aye.
Aye. Coe?
Aye.
Aye. Dockstetter?
Aye.
Aye. Driscoll?
Aye.
Aye. Ellis?
Aye.
Aye. Emmerich?
Aye.
Aye. Hastert?
Aye.
Hicks?
Aye.
Aye. Kinski?
Aye.
Aye. Landon?
Aye.
Aye. Meyer?
Aye.
Aye. Moniz?
Aye.
Aye. Nethercott?
Aye.
Pappas?
Aye.
Aye. Perkins?
Aye.
Aye. Peterson?
Aye.
Aye. Rothfuss?
Aye.
Aye. Scott?
Aye.
Aye. Von Fladern?
Aye.
Aye. Wasterberger?
Aye.
Aye. President Bebout?
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote. Closing vote. Closed. 26 aye, 3 no, 1 excused.
Senate File 108, having received the necessary two-thirds vote for introduction, Senate File 108 will be referred to Committee Number 9. Minerals, Senate File 97. First reading of the Senate File.
Senate File 97, Medicaid and SNAP Eligibility Requirements 2, sponsored by Senator Hicks.
Senator Hicks.
Mr. Chairman, I move Senate File 97 for adoption. This is a genesis that the CMS, the Centers for Medicaid, Medicare Services.
Yep. Yep.
Would you restate your motion, please, Senator Hicks?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, I move Senate File 97 for introduction.
You always try to get ahead of yourself, Senator Hicks. It still has a process to
go. Yeah,
you
got
to
keep an eye on. I'm pretty sly. I was asking for adoption. Mr. Chairman. CMS has issued new guidance as of early January this year that allows waiver proposals to impose work requirements for Medicaid. This occurred in early January. Since that time, Kentucky has already enacted statutes and have been approved, and 8 other states are currently in the process. Wyoming would be the 9th to seek a work requirement waiver for Medicaid. This bill directs the Department of Health to apply for a waiver. It has a work requirement of 20 hours, or you're attending school, or you're participating in an employment training program, or you're doing 20 hours of community service. It has a series of exemptions for those that are medically incapacitated or incapable, and only able-bodied individuals would have to comply with the work requirement. The department would verify the compliance on a 6-month basis. Members, that's the bill. I'd ask for your favorable consideration.
Chief Clerk, please call the roll.
Agar excused. Anderson?
Aye.
Aye. Anselmi Dalton?
Aye.
Aye. Baldwin?
Aye.
Aye. Barnard?
Aye.
Aye. Boner?
Aye.
Aye. Bouchard?
Aye.
Aye. Burns?
Aye.
Aye. Case?
Aye.
Aye. Christensen?
Aye.
Aye. Coe?
Aye.
Dockstetter?
Aye.
Driscoll?
Aye.
Aye. Ellis?
Aye.
Aye. Emmerich?
Aye.
Aye. Hastert?
Aye.
Aye. Hicks?
Aye.
Aye. Kinski?
Aye.
Aye. Landon?
Aye.
Aye. Meyer?
Aye.
Aye. Moniz?
Aye.
Aye. Nethercott?
Aye.
Aye. Pappas?
Aye.
Aye. Perkins?
Aye.
Aye. Peterson?
Aye.
Aye. Rothfuss?
No.
No. Scott?
Aye.
Aye. Von Fladern?
Aye.
Aye. Wasserberger? Aye. President Bebout?
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote. Closing vote closed. Senate File 97, 28 aye, 1 no, 1 excused.
Senate File 97, having received the necessary two-thirds vote for introduction, Senate File 97 shall be referred to Committee Number 10. Labor, Senator Case.
Mr. President, may I please have privilege?
Yes, sir, you may.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd like to introduce 3 very special teachers from all over Wyoming. They are finalists for the Presidential Awards for Excellence in Mathematics and Science Teaching. That's a pretty big deal. And I'm going to start with the Landon boy, Mr. President, and I'd like him to stand up. Joe Meyer, he's in his 25th year of teaching. He's nationally board certified and currently teaches at Landon Valley High School. Welcome, Teacher Meyer. Right. And then we have
I bet up from Newcastle High School, so that's probably up there in Senator Driscoll's district, we have Jim Stith. I hope I said that right. He's a science teacher at Newcastle High School. He's taught there for 6 years, and during this time he's presented at several conferences, including the NSTA, as well as mentored many students to earn spots at competitions in several national science venues. Welcome and congratulations. And we saved the best for last because Amy Castle is a high school math teacher who currently teaches here in Cheyenne. She is a nationally board-certified teacher and provides support to current candidates. Amy's taught for 24 years. Doesn't look old enough to teach for that long to me. But welcome. Congratulations.
Well, let me add to that, Mike, personal congratulations. And we really appreciate your dedication to the education of our young children. And it's just so important. So thank you very much and welcome and glad to have you here. Mr. Vice President.
I need to make a referral to appropriations.
A re-referral?
A re-referral, excuse me, sir. This re-referral. This Senate File 18, Orphan Site Remediation Funding, it has a way of changing the flow of revenue to take care of orphan sites as well as landfills, which is the way the bill's written now. So I ask that it be re-referred to Committee Number 2, Appropriations.
Without objection, so ordered. Senate File 98, first reading of the Senate File.
Senate File 98, Severance Tax Exemption, sponsored by Senator Perkins.
Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move for introduction to Senate File 98, Severance Tax Exemption. What this is, ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, is a two-year exemption on new production. The intent of this bill is to provide some incentive for additional well drilling and well development and exploration in Wyoming. And so what this does is in the third and fourth years it would cut the severance tax in half. It would leave intact the 0.5% imposed by the Wyoming Constitutional. So that's another 1.5% that continues to flow into the normal funds. The reason I'm doing this is what you have is, Mr. President and members of the Senate, is if you look around, there's a lot of places people can drill these days. With the new technologies and the new horizontal drilling capabilities that are out, there's lots of places they can go. They can go to Ohio. They can go to Illinois. They can go to Texas. They can go to Oklahoma. They can go to the western slope of Colorado. There's lots of places they can go. And in fact, in talking about this, they didn't even know that this bill was coming out. But talking to a company, when they found out about it, they said if this type of bill passes, that they would put 3 additional rigs in Wyoming with this type of a bill. And so, when you look at that, ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, talking to a few folks, we're going to try and get some numbers. If this passes and get out, that only one new well results in the first year in about approximately $5 million of new revenue to the state of Wyoming. So if you get 3 rigs, Mr. President, if these new rigs drill about 16 a year, if you could get you get 50 new wells, you'd have 200 that wouldn't otherwise have been drilled. You're talking about significant amounts of money. There's other places they can go that don't have to deal with some of the red tape that we have in some of, with our public lands. And so I'd ask that we have your favorable consideration of this. It's just 2 years. The other thing I would say is you look at the production declines, the production declines on these wells. They're fairly steep in the first year. You get great flow the first year, not pretty good the second year, and then it declines fast. The other thing this does is right when the production is starting to decrease enough where this becomes an issue, this continues to make these wells profitable and actually probably result in wells producing longer and not having to be capped as early. So I'd ask for your favorable consideration so we can have that discussion. Thank you, Mr. President.
Please call the roll.
Agar excused. Anderson?
Aye.
Aye. Anthony Dalton?
No.
No. Baldwin?
Aye.
Aye. Barnard?
No.
No. Boner?
Aye.
Aye. Bouchard?
Aye.
Aye. Burns?
No.
No. Case?
No.
No. Christensen?
Aye.
Aye. Coe? Aye. Dockstetter?
Aye.
Aye. Driscoll?
Aye.
Aye. Ellis?
Aye.
Aye. Emmerich?
Aye.
Aye. Hastert? No. Hicks?
Aye.
Aye. Kinski?
Aye.
Aye. Landon?
Aye.
Aye. Meyer?
Aye.
Aye. Moniz?
Aye.
Aye. Nethercott?
Aye.
Pappas?
Aye.
Aye. Perkins?
Aye.
Aye. Peterson?
No.
No. Rothfuss?
No.
No. Scott?
Aye.
Aye. Von Platern?
Aye.
Aye. Wasserberger?
Aye.
Aye. President Bebout?
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote. Closing vote closed. Senate file 98, 22 aye, 7 no, 1 excused.
Senate file 98, having received the necessary two-thirds vote for introduction, Senate file 98 will be referred to committee number 3, revenue. Senate file 99, first reading of the Senate file.
Senate file 99, State Fairgrounds Horse Racing Events, sponsored by Senator Driscoll.
Senator Driscoll.
Mr. President, I move for introduction of Senate File 99 and ask for favorable consideration. Mr. President, this is a bill that fits in with some other bills we're going to be seeing to try to help State Fair get back on its feet and get going. It's going to allow to have either the ones there or if we have another one pass, the commission is going to be allowed to actually compelled to put in a flat track at the state fairgrounds to allow for paramutual betting and horse racing on that. This track would also allow chariot racing type of any flat track events we have there. Helps get the state fairgrounds and state fair back on their feet. It does not allow for racing during state fair. This is not a bill to bring horse racing during state fair. It's a bill that brings use of the state fairgrounds off of state fair times. It does has no effect on the general fund, but we do appropriate $2 million out of the paramutual account, which now has $6 million in it, and really has no use because it doesn't, the way it's set, they can't use it for that. So this will allow them to get a track established there. That track will generate revenues that helps us keep the state fairgrounds up, keeps our state fair, and we all know the difficulties we've had with the state fairgrounds. So this is a good one that's a win-win for everybody and helps create some new business and some new income generation into that area. I ask for your favorable consideration.
Please call the roll.
Agar excused. Anderson?
Aye.
Aye. Anselmi Dalton?
Aye.
Aye. Baldwin?
Aye.
Aye. Barnard?
Aye.
Aye. Boner?
Aye.
Aye. Bouchard?
Aye.
Aye. Burns?
Aye.
Aye. Case? No. Christensen?
Aye.
Aye. Coe?
Aye.
Aye. Dockstetter?
No.
No. Driscoll?
Aye.
Aye. Ellis?
Aye.
Aye. Emmerich?
Aye.
Aye. Hastert?
Aye.
Aye. Hicks?
Aye.
Aye. Kinski?
Aye.
Aye. Landon?
Aye.
Aye. Meyer?
Aye.
Aye. Moniz?
Aye.
Aye. Nethercott?
Aye.
Pappas?
Aye.
Aye. Perkins?
Aye.
Aye. Peterson?
Aye.
Aye. Rothfuss?
Aye.
Aye. Scott?
Aye.
Aye. Von Platern?
Aye.
Aye. Wasserberger?
Aye.
Aye. President Bebout?
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote? Closing vote closed. Senate file 99, 27 aye, 2 no, 1 excused.
Senate file 99, having received the necessary two-thirds vote for introduction, Senate file 99 will be referred to committee number 6, travel. Senate file 101, first reading of the Senate file.
Senate File 101, Private Property Rights, National Historic Preservation Act, sponsored by Senator Boner.
Senator Boner.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move introduction of Senate File 101 and ask for your favorable consideration. Ladies and gentlemen, what this bill will do is it will insert a legislative finding into Title IX regarding the ways in which federal regulation can hold us back from developing our economy. As we all know, this is a burden that is especially serious for Wyoming, given the amount of federal land and, more to the point, federal minerals in our state, and that does have a tendency of making us less competitive throughout the country. Now, we acknowledge that's always going to be the case, But the way that federal agencies on the ground in the field offices actually implement these regulations can make a big difference, and to the extent which they hold back economic development in the state. Specifically, the National Historic Preservation Act can be difficult if its provisions are applied incorrectly. There is a growing trend to apply the same standards to private property, even in split-estate situations where the only federal nexus is a minority interest of federal minerals and everything else is privately held. And so they're applying the same standards to public or private property as they do to public land. And even in the most extreme forms, it could take the form of imposing view shed or similar requirements, not just onto private property, but from private property. So when federal agencies claim they'll shut down energy development to protect a view from potential historic sites from which nobody has a view, that causes a problem. The thoughtless application of these requirements is unnecessary and does not balance the rights of everyone in the process. And all that we're asking for in this finding is balance. I know that this is basically symbolic, but I'll just say that having worked on this issue in the interim, even having a few select committee meetings highlighting this issue does make a serious difference in the way those personnel in the field offices actually implement their jobs. So therefore, I think it is worth our time to discuss this, to continue to rethink the way that certain individuals in certain field offices have applied the NHPA. And for those reasons, I ask for your favorable consideration. This is important for our economy and revenue streams to local, state, and federal government.
Senator Perkins, would you come up here? Please call the roll.
Agar excused. Anderson?
Aye.
Aye. Anselmi Dalton?
Aye.
Aye. Baldwin?
Aye.
Aye. Barnard?
Aye.
Aye. Boner?
Aye.
Aye. Bouchard?
Aye.
Aye. Burns?
Aye.
Aye. Case?
No.
No. Christensen?
Aye.
Aye. Coe?
Aye.
Aye. Dockstetter?
Aye.
Aye. Driscoll?
Aye.
Aye. Ellis?
No.
Ellis, no. Emmerich?
No.
Emmerich, aye. Hastert?
Aye.
Aye. Hicks?
Aye.
Aye. Kinski?
Aye.
Aye. Landon?
Aye.
Aye. Meyer?
Aye.
Aye. Moniz?
Aye.
Aye. Nethercott?
Aye.
Aye. Pappas?
Aye.
Aye. Perkins?
Aye.
Aye. Peterson?
Aye.
Aye. Rothfuss?
No.
No. Scott?
Aye.
Aye. Von Fladern?
Aye.
Aye. Wasserberger?
Aye.
Aye. President Bebout?
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote? Closing. Vote closed. Senate File 101, 26 aye, 3 no, 1 excused.
Senate File 101, having received the necessary two-thirds vote for introduction, Senate File 101 will be referred to Committee Number 9. Minerals, Senate File 102, first reading of the Senate file. Let's go ahead and read it in first.
Senate File 102, National Teaching Certification, sponsored by Senator Hastert.
Senator Landon.
Mr. President, thank you. May I have privilege of the floor real quick?
Yes, sir, you may.
Pick up this next one. Mr. President, I would appreciate if fellow senators would help me to welcome some young people from one of the finest schools in the state. Joni Bunce is here with her Fort Casper Academy fifth graders in the back, and if you'd help me welcome them, I'd sure appreciate it. Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator Hastert.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, members of the Senate, I move Senate File 102 for introduction and ask for your favorable consideration. Members of the Senate, Senate File 102 came to us and me by the extensive work that we were doing in JAC and having the discussion with the Education Department, and we had quite a lengthy discussion about the teacher certification program, the National Teaching Certification. And there was some, the program's been going on for 12 years, and as the good senator from the Riverton area noted, we have one here in the audience today, that the statutes over the years, for the past 12 years, and the program has kind of changed a little bit. And so that was kind of noted and brought to our attention at JAC meetings. And so I had asked for the Department of Ed and the foundation to get together, and we crafted this bill. And all the bill does is reflects the practice of what has happened with the National Teacher Certification Program today. And that's all we're doing, is just making sure that it's an accurate reflection. It's been a great program, and a lot of teachers served, and I want to continue on and just make sure that the statutes reflect what we're doing today, and ask for your favorable consideration.
Please call the roll.
Agar excused. Anderson?
Aye.
Aye. Anselmi Dalton?
Aye.
Aye. Baldwin?
Aye.
Aye. Barnard?
Aye.
Aye. Boner?
Aye.
Aye. Bouchard?
No.
No. Burns?
Aye.
Aye. Case? 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 Aye. Christensen?
Aye.
Coe?
Aye.
Dockstetter?
Aye.
Driscoll? Driscoll?
Aye.
Aye. Ellis?
Aye.
Aye. Emmerich?
Aye.
Aye. Hastert?
Aye.
Hicks?
Aye.
Aye. Kinski?
Aye.
Aye. Landon?
Aye.
Aye. Meyer?
Aye.
Aye. Moniz?
Aye.
Nethercott?
Aye.
Pappas?
Aye.
Aye. Perkins?
Aye.
Aye. Peterson?
Aye.
Aye. Rossus?
Aye.
Aye. Scott?
Aye.
Aye. Von Platern?
Aye.
Aye. Wasberger?
Aye.
Aye. President Bebow?
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote. Closing vote closed. Senate File 102, 28-I, 1-no, 1 excused.
Senate File 102, having received the necessary two-thirds vote for introduction, Senate File 102 shall be referred to Committee Number 4, Education. Senate File 103, first reading of the Senate File.
Senate File 103, Educational Program Commission, sponsored by Senator Meyer.
Senator Meyer.
Which one is it? Is this introduction?
Introduction to 103, Senator Meyer.
All right. Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I move for introduction of Senate File 103 and the Educational Program Commission. Thank you, Mr. President. What this bill does, essentially, is addresses the need that's a longstanding need. If we look back, clear back into the 90s when we did welfare reform, I had the opportunity to work with a good senator from Natrona County on this one. Great success, a 96% reduction in welfare recipients. But to make sure that it worked, I went out and got on the workforce development teams in our local county. And what I found out is that kids coming out of high school had a couple of problems. They couldn't run a cash register. They couldn't count money back. They weren't ready or job ready. And they weren't ready to go to basically the university or the community colleges. And, Mr. President, it's sad to say that in a lot of areas that those same problems still exist. And it brings back another interesting thing that I had when I was on the State Board of Education. I was the business representative. But we didn't have time to talk about business and how that interrelates with education, because we were being force-fed the educational protocols and all of the stuff that you get on when you get on a new board. What this board and what this commission does is flip that a little bit. You have 8 members of business on this, and you have 7 members in the education. And so it has the opportunity for this commission to actually think about what kind of education do we need to prepare our children to make sure that their lives are going to be relevant in the areas of getting the job, in the areas of business. And so that's what we're trying to do. And so we're asking this commission to meet and to basically advise the legislative process on a few things that really makes a difference. And the big one that we had yesterday was computer science. And I say to myself, well, you know, that's nice, but maybe we're 10 or 15 years too late on this. Because maybe we should have actually had computer science in there. So today our 12th graders, all of them could basically coding,
And we'd be the best coding gaming capital in the United States, you know? And so how do we fix it? And I think that's getting business into the process and advising. And advice is in three different areas. Advice is on the basket of goods, advice is on the Hathaway scholarship, and let's see, I'm thinking of the other area that we had here, and I'll have to look into the bills to refresh my memory.
Senator Meyer, you're about out of time.
Okay. But anyway, I'd like to get the discussion on this, Mr. President, because I think it's something that we really need to consider. Thank you.
Please call the roll.
Agar excused. Anderson?
Aye.
Aye. Anselmi Dalton? Aye. Baldwin?
Aye.
Aye. Excuse me. Barnard?
No.
No. Boner?
Aye.
Aye. Bouchard?
No.
No. Burns?
No.
No. Case?
Aye.
Aye. Christensen?
Aye.
Coe?
No.
No. Dockstetter?
Aye.
Aye. Driscoll?
Aye.
Aye. Ellis?
Aye.
Aye. Emmerich?
No.
No. Hastert?
Aye.
Aye. Hicks?
Aye.
Aye. Kinski?
Aye.
Aye. Landon?
No.
No. Meyer?
Aye.
Aye. Moniz?
Aye.
Aye. Nethercott?
Aye.
Aye. Pappas? Aye. Perkins?
No.
Peterson?
Aye.
Aye. Rothfuss?
Aye.
Aye. Scott?
No.
No. Von Platern?
No.
No. Wasserberger?
Aye.
Aye. President Bebout?
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote? Closing. Senator Emmerich, did you wish to change your vote? No. Closing. Vote closed. Senate File 103, 20-aye, 9-no, 1-excused.
Senate File 103 having narrowly received the 2/3 vote necessary for introduction, Senate File 103 shall be referred to Committee Number 4, Education. Senator Emmerich.
Mr. President, may I have privilege of the floor?
Yes, sir, you may.
In the back, I would like to introduce probably some of the finest fifth graders that have ever graced this world. From Jessup with Mrs. Adams and Mrs. Butterfield, could you please stand and be welcome?
Yeah. Welcome to the Senate. It's great to see you here today. Senate File 104, first reading of the Senate file.
Senate File 104, Resort Liquor Licenses for Nonprofit Organizations, sponsored by Senator Burns.
Senator Burns.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I move introduction of Senate File 104, Resort Liquor Licenses for Nonprofit Organizations. Mr. President, as we know, times are tight, the economy is tight, and among the businesses and so forth that in the state that are facing some of the biggest difficulties are the nonprofits. The museums, things like that. And so what this bill is aimed at is to allow them to be able to earn some money for themselves. I was approached for this bill by a pretty well-known art museum in my county, and they're getting increasing requests for to hold special events, fundraisers, and weddings and reunions and so forth at their location. The problem that they run into is if they want to serve liquor at these things, they have to go to a current liquor dealer who has a license for a catering permit, and they're only allowed for a year, and this is fairly remote, so the number of catering permits is extremely limited. So what this bill does is it allows for these nonprofits to qualify for a type of resort license. And if you for special events, so if you look on page 2, you can see how they qualify. They have to be it has to be at the dedicated location, which is actually not any different from any other liquor license. They have to demonstrate that a purpose is fraternal, charitable, religious, or a public service, and they have to demonstrate that they are exempt and that they have to be a 501c3. And Mr. Chairman, this also, Mr. President, this also leaves the option entirely open to the licensing authority, be it the city or the county commission. So not every nonprofit can go ahead and apply for one of these licenses. There can be a bunch of discretion. I'm thinking, for instance, of there's a certain world-renowned museum over in Cody that would benefit from this. I've got a couple of good museums over up in my part of the world who would benefit from this. So I'd appreciate the Senate's aye vote on this, and if there are any adjustments or tweaks that could be made to this, we could do it after introduction. Thank you.
Please call the roll.
Agar excused. Anderson?
No.
No. Anselmi Dalton?
No.
No. Baldwin?
No.
No. Barnard?
No.
No. Boner?
No.
Bouchard?
Aye.
Aye. Burns?
Aye.
Aye. Case?
Conflict?
Christensen?
No.
No. Coe?
Aye.
Aye. Dockstetter?
No.
No. Driscoll?
Conflict?
Ellis?
Conflict?
Emmerich?
No.
No. Hastert?
Aye.
Aye. Hicks?
Aye.
Aye. Kinski?
Aye.
Aye. Landon?
No.
No. Meyer?
No.
Moniz?
No.
No. Nethercott?
No.
Pappas?
No.
Perkins?
No.
No. Peterson?
No.
Rothfuss?
Aye.
Aye. Scott?
Aye.
Aye. Von Fladern?
Aye.
Aye. Wasserberger?
No.
No. President Bebout?
No.
No. Anselmi Dalton?
I
no to conflict?
Where am I going?
Closing vote?
I don't know. No.
Closing vote closed. Senate File 104, 9 aye, 16 no, 1 excused, 4 conflict.
Mr. Vice President, will you come up here, please? Senate File 104, having failed to receive the necessary two-thirds vote for introduction, Senate File 104 will not be introduced. Senate File 105, first reading of the Senate file.
Senate File 105, Drug Donation Program Act Expansion, sponsored by Senator Hastert.
Senator Hastert. Oh, I'm sorry. Mr. President, I'd like to...
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Vice President. Privilege of the floor.
You may have it.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Vice President. Member of the Senate, I voted on that. I am having involvement in a liquor establishment as well. However, I consider myself a class of persons. It's my personal decision on how I treated that. I figure myself a class of persons, so I did not declare a conflict, and I did vote.
Senator Hastert. Would you explain 105 for us?
Thank you, Mr. Vice President. Mr. Vice President, members of the Senate, I move Senate File 105 for introduction and ask for your favorable consideration. Members of the Senate, back in 2005, the legislature passed the medication donation program, which allowed for the Department of Health to accept donations of unused medications. And to date, it's been a huge success. Over $7 million worth of medication is dispensed. It's expanded to be able to deliver medications around the state of Wyoming, and they've received donations as far away as Florida. So it's worked out to be a great program. And what this bill does, Mr. Vice President, members of the Senate, it'll give Wyoming Medication Donation Program the ability to accept and help individuals apply for manufacturer prescription assistance programs, the PAP, to receive that, what we cannot through donations. These drugs will be provided directly from the manufacturer for specific patients. This is different than accepting bottle medications, because those can be used for anyone, which is already covered under the Donation Program Act. A specific example would be insulin. It's very expensive and cannot be accepted by the program donation program because it's refrigerated. And there are many other brand name medications that cannot that we would be able to get through the PAP program that are not donated in sufficient supplies. It allows for a staff person to facilitate that part of the program, and just a really great enhancement to the program to be able to help those in need. That's what the bill does, and I ask for your favorable consideration.
Will the chief clerk take the roll, please?
Agar excused. Anderson?
Aye.
Aye. Anselmi Dalton?
Aye.
Aye. Baldwin?
Aye.
Aye. Barnard?
Aye.
Aye. Boner?
Aye.
Aye. Bouchard?
Aye.
Aye. Burns?
Aye.
Aye. Case?
Aye.
Aye. Christensen?
Aye.
Aye. Coe?
Aye.
Aye. Dockstetter?
Aye.
Driscoll?
Aye.
Aye. Ellis?
Aye.
Aye. Emmerich?
Aye.
Aye. Hastert?
Aye.
Aye. Hicks?
Aye.
Aye. Kinski?
Aye.
Aye. Landon?
Aye.
Meyer?
Aye.
Aye. Moniz?
Aye.
Aye. Nethercott?
Aye.
Aye. Pappas?
Aye.
Aye. Perkins?
Aye.
Aye. Peterson?
Aye.
Aye. Rothfuss?
Aye.
Aye. Scott?
Aye.
Aye. Von Platen?
Aye.
Aye. Wasserberger?
Aye.
Aye. President Bebop?
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote. Closing vote closed. Senate file 105, 29-I, one excused.
Senate File 105, having received two-thirds majority vote, is introduced in the Senate and is assigned to Committee 10, Labor. Next bill for our consideration is 106.
Senate File 106, Game and Fish Special Management Permit, sponsored by Senator Burns.
Senator Burns.
Mr. President, thank you. I would move for introduction, Senate File 106, Game and Fish Special Management Permits. Mr. President, when last year, and we'll be formalizing it this year, we cut game and fish entirely loose from any general fund allocations at all. So they are on their own. They have to support themselves. We also, at the same time last year, gave them an increase in their license fees. The one area that we omitted was for special management permits, and I was not aware of special management permits, quite frankly. There are three. There's the elk special management permit, there's the pheasant special management permit, and then there's a light goose conservation order special management permit. And in these, there is an extra fee attached to that for hunters who are going to hunt in those areas. So, for instance, on the elk special management permit, those are areas 70, 71, 75, and 77 through 98. These are the areas that where they already feed elk. So, Mr. President, what this bill does is this gives Game and Fish the authority to set their own fees in those special permit areas and those areas only.
Please call the roll.
Agar excused. Anderson?
Aye.
Aye. Anselmi Dalton?
Aye.
Aye. Baldwin?
Aye.
Aye. Barnard?
Aye.
Aye. Boner?
Aye.
Aye. Bouchard?
Aye.
Burns?
Aye.
Aye. Case?
Aye.
Aye. Christensen?
No.
No. Coe?
Aye.
Aye. Dockstetter?
Aye.
Aye. Driscoll?
No.
No. Ellis?
Aye.
Aye. Emmerich?
Aye.
Aye. Hastert?
Aye.
Aye. Hicks?
No.
No. Kinski?
Aye.
Aye. Landon?
Aye.
Aye. Meyer?
Aye.
Aye. Moniz?
Aye.
Aye. Nethercott?
Aye.
Pappas?
Aye.
Aye. Perkins?
Aye.
Aye. Peterson?
Aye.
Aye. Rothfuss?
Aye.
Aye. Scott? No. Von Platen?
Aye.
Aye. Wasserberger?
Aye.
Aye. President Bebop?
No.
No.
Case,
aye to no. Dockstetter, aye to no.
Bouchard, aye
to no. Closing vote. Perkins, aye to no.
Ellis, aye to no.
Coe, aye to no. Closing vote. Closing vote closed. Senate File 106, 18 aye, 11 no, 1 excused.
Senate File 106, having failed to receive the necessary two-thirds vote for introduction, Senate File 106 shall not be introduced. Senate File 107, first reading of the Senate file.
Senate File 107, Lawful Fence Standards Preemption, sponsored by Senator Hicks.
Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Thank you, Mr. President. May I approach you the floor?
Yes, sir, you may.
Mr. President, I've got one half of the fifth grade students from Fort Casper Academy along with their teacher, Mr. Teterud, back here in the gallery. They're here. They're here learning about the three branches of government, so they're watching us in action today, which is, this is unfortunately, this is one of the most boring parts of the things we do. But if you'd welcome the, if you guys would stand up from Fort Casper Academy, we'd like to welcome you. Thank you, Mr. President.
Welcome to the Senate. Senator Hicks.
Mr. President, I move for introduction. Senate file 107, lawful fence standards preemption. Members of the body, just a little bit of history and the genesis of this particular bill. We've had recently one county in the far western part of the state, through their zoning and land development regulations, include regulations that would require landowners to go in there and, at their expense, modify fences for migration corridors. Those migration corridors would be designated by the county. This could potentially incur tens of thousands of dollars of expenses to private landowners, and really is an unfunded mandate. The bill basically says no county shall adopt an ordinance, bylaw, or regulation relating to a lawful fence which varies from the standards set forth in the state of Wyoming's regulations. Ask for your favorable consideration.
Please call the roll.
Agar excused. Anderson? Aye. Anselmi Dalton?
Aye.
Aye. Baldwin?
Aye.
Barnard?
Aye.
Aye. Boner?
Aye.
Aye. Bouchard?
Aye.
Aye. Burns?
Aye.
Aye. Case?
Aye.
Aye. Christensen?
Aye.
Aye. Cope?
Aye.
Aye. Dockstetter?
Aye.
Aye. Driscoll?
Aye.
Aye. Ellis?
Aye.
Aye. Emmerich?
Aye.
Aye. Hastert?
Aye.
Aye. Hicks?
Aye.
Aye. Kinski?
Aye.
Aye. Landon?
Aye.
Meyer?
Aye.
Moniz?
Aye.
Nethercott?
Aye.
Pappas? Aye. Perkins?
Aye.
Aye. Peterson?
Aye.
Aye. Rothfuss?
Aye.
Aye. Scott?
Aye.
Von Fladern?
Aye.
Aye. Wasserbrigger?
Aye.
Aye. President Bebout?
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote? Closing vote closed. Senate file 107, 29 aye, 1 excused.
Senate File 107, having received the necessary two-thirds vote for introduction, Senate File 107 will be referred to Committee Number 5, Agriculture. Senate File 109, first reading of the Senate file.
Senate File 109, Tax Reform 2020, sponsored by Senator Rothfuss.
Senator Rothfuss, Mr. Minority Floor Leader.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I move Senate File 109 for introduction and ask the body for favorable consideration. Mr. President, we are obviously in a difficult time right now with regard to revenue for the state. Management Council tasked the Revenue Committee this last interim to go out and find some solutions for $100, $200, and $300 million of new revenue. And what we saw was that the Craig Report bounced back a little bit, and we kind of decided, all right, well, the boom is coming, I think. I think that's kind of the concept. And we're still in that mindset of minerals are going to save us. But at the same time, we have a lot of legislation coming forward that recognizes quite the opposite, that we need to diversify the economy. We've got the Endow Initiative. We have other measures in place. And we're struggling to try and find ways to get out of this boom and bust cycle where currently 65 to 70% of state revenues are from the mineral extractive industry. So that's a noble aspiration, Mr. President. But the trouble is, if we did diversify our economy, if we actually achieved that objective and got to the point where, say, 40% of the state's gross domestic product is minerals-related, we wouldn't have any revenue because our tax structure does not recognize any diversification. We tax coal, oil, and gas. That's what we tax. Everything else is an afterthought. So the concept here is not to raise taxes in the near term. It's not to solve our immediate crisis. The concept of this legislation is to put together a task force to really focus on what a tax structure in a diversified state of Wyoming in the year 2040 should look like. So it assumes that we achieve diversification, and then it thinks, what are other states that are competitive in industry doing? What are the best practices? What are the right tax policies for that diversified economy so that we can maintain that revenue?
If you look on page 3, it gets right to the heart of it, that the mission of the committee is to develop comprehensive legislation for a fair, viable, and economically competitive state and local tax structure capable of generating revenues to meet the needs of the state and its citizens for a diversified economy, independent of the distribution of industry. It lays out modeling methods. It lays out attempts at trying to compare ourselves to other states that have diversified their economy. And the idea here is to really put some hard thought to it, to come up with answers not for this near-term crisis, but for the long-term economic viability of the state, so that as we diversify our economy, we're capable of diversifying the revenue to the state, regardless of what the future holds. I'd ask the body for favorable consideration. I think this is a very important topic for us. It's not just about diversifying the economy. We have to make sure that revenue comes in as well. Thank you, Mr. President.
Please call the roll.
Agar excused. Anderson.
Aye.
Aye. Anselmi Dalton.
Aye.
Aye. Baldwin.
Aye.
Aye. Barnard.
No.
No. Boner.
No.
No. Bouchard.
No.
No. Burns.
Aye.
Aye. Case.
Aye.
Aye. Christensen. No. Coe.
No.
No. Dockstetter. No. Driscoll.
No.
No. Ellis.
No.
Emmerich.
Aye.
Aye. Hastert.
Aye.
Aye. Hicks.
No.
No. Kinski.
No.
No. Landon.
No.
No. Meyer.
Aye.
Aye. Moniz.
No.
No. Nethercott.
No.
No. Pappas.
Aye.
Aye. Perkins.
No.
No. Peterson.
Aye.
Aye. Rothfuss.
Aye.
Aye. Scott?
No.
No. Von Flader?
Aye.
Aye. Wasserberger?
No.
No. President Bebout?
No.
No. Closing vote? Baldwin? Aye to no. Closing vote? Closing. Vote closed. Senate file 109, 11 aye, 18 no, 1 excused.
Senate file. Excuse me. Senate File 109, having failed to receive the necessary two-thirds vote for introduction, Senate File 109 shall not be introduced. Senate File 110, first reading of the Senate File.
Senate File 110, Paramutual Events, Horse Racing Account, sponsored by Senator Christensen.
Senator Christensen.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move introduction of Senate File 110, Paramutual Events, Horse Racing Account, and ask for the body's favorable consideration. Members of the Senate, about 7 years ago, this body, the legislature, brought into law historic horse racing. Since then, our live horse racing industry in Wyoming has seen incredible growth. As a result of the paramutual wagering, the paramutual committee or group is sitting on approximately $5 million now. Their annual expenses run around $1 million, and so they have received, per statute, more than they can use. This bill sets up a kind of a tipping point so that everything beyond their annual budget and their anticipated budget for the next year goes into a new fund that was called the Horse Racing Industry Development Account. And what the intent of that account is to allow local communities, local counties to apply for that money, to use that money for horse racing tracks, to improve the places that these events are taking place. It, like I said, it's been wildly successful, but we don't have a mechanism now to improve the grounds, to take care of the grounds, or even build new grounds. So that's what this is for, is to take a little bit of that money, take care of the facilities where the industry is growing, and for communities who may want to improve or build new tracks, this would give them. It's going to take some heat off your fairgrounds and open it up for communities that don't have a track. I'd encourage your positive vote. Thank you.
Please call the roll.
Agar excused. Anderson.
Aye.
Aye. Anselmi Dalton.
Aye.
Aye. Baldwin.
Aye.
Aye. Barnard.
Aye.
Aye. Boner.
Aye.
Aye. Bouchard.
Aye.
Aye. Burns.
No.
No. Case?
No.
No. Christensen?
Aye.
Aye. Coe?
Aye.
Dockstetter?
No.
No. Driscoll?
Aye.
Aye. Ellis?
Aye.
Aye. Emmerich?
Aye.
Aye. Hastert?
Aye.
Aye. Hicks?
Aye.
Aye. Kinski?
Aye.
Aye. Landon?
Aye.
Aye. Meyer?
Aye.
Aye. Moniz?
Aye.
Aye. Nethercott?
Aye.
Aye. Pappas?
Aye.
Aye. Perkins?
Aye.
Aye. Peterson?
Aye.
Aye. Rothfuss?
Aye.
Aye. Scott?
Aye.
Von Fladern?
Aye.
Wasserberger?
Aye.
Aye. President Bebout?
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote? Closing vote closed. Senate file 110, 26 aye, 3 no, 1 excused.
Senate file 110, having received the necessary two-thirds vote for introduction, Senate file 110 shall be referred to committee number 6, travel. Senate File 47, first reading of the Senate File.
Senate File 47, Eminent Domain Wind Energy Collector Systems, sponsored by Senator Case.
Senator Case.
Good morning, Mr. President. I would like to move for the introduction of Senate File 47, Eminent Domain Wind Energy Collection Systems. You'll see in your inbox, ladies and gentlemen, that there is an email from a very large organization in the state of Wyoming that represents stock growers, and they explain why they support this bill and would like your favorable consideration. You'll note that letter says that as we're facing this very large interest in wind development in Wyoming, I don't know if you noticed that, that's actually caused by the fact that Wyoming has the very best environment for making wind. I think this chamber has very good environment for making wind, Mr. Chairman. But we have the best tax structure because we're the only state besides Nevada that doesn't have an income tax or a gross receipts tax in the Western Grid. The Western Grid is the most important piece to talk about because that's the only piece that's interconnected together. The good wind to the east of us doesn't count. We have the best wind in the Western Grid. We also have the best tax structure, and we also are the only one of two states that don't have a renewable portfolio standard, which means that all the wind generated in Wyoming is going to go elsewhere. So, Mr. President, what's happening here is that we have the best wind. States need wind. They're coming here. I think you might have noticed the interest. But for a landowner, you have the situation where a landowner leases his property for wind development. The towers go in. He gets a big payment, but then they use eminent domain to cross other landowners and for the transmission lines. That's the part that's problematic, Mr. President, because those people that are neighbors don't get much. They only get the amount from eminent domain. This says that, well, we've got to share the wealth a little bit. It doesn't stop voluntary transactions, free market transactions, but does put a moratorium for a few years on use of eminent domain. If there's the large organization that I mentioned earlier has committed to try to work to make to find a solution that would be acceptable, and maybe the moratorium could come off earlier. We've done this before in Wyoming, and I would ask for your favorable consideration.
Please call the roll.
Agar excused. Anderson?
No.
No. Anselmi Dalton?
No.
No. Baldwin?
No.
No. Barnard? No. Boner?
No.
No. Bouchard?
Aye.
Aye. Burns?
Aye.
Aye. Case?
Aye.
Aye. Christensen?
No.
No. Coe?
No.
No. Dockstetter?
No.
No. Driscoll?
Aye.
Aye. Ellis?
Aye.
Aye. Emmerich?
Aye.
Aye. Hastert?
Aye.
Aye. Hicks?
Aye.
Aye. Kinski?
Aye.
Aye. Landon? No. Meyer?
Aye.
Aye. Moniz?
Aye.
Aye. Nethercott?
No.
No. Pappas?
Aye.
Aye. Perkins?
No.
No. Peterson?
No.
No. Rothfuss?
Aye.
Aye. Scott?
Aye.
Aye. Von Fladern?
No.
No. Wasserberger? No. President Bebout?
No.
No. Closing vote? Closing vote closed. Senate File 47, 14 aye, 15 no, 1 excused.
Senate File 47 had failed to receive the necessary votes for introduction. Senate File 47 shall not be introduced. Senate File 51, first reading of the Senate File.
Senate File 51, Wind Energy Facilities Industrial Siting, sponsored by Senator Case.
Senator Case.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. It's continuing to be a good morning. I would like to move for the introduction of Senate File 51, Wind Energy Facilities Industrial Siting. Mr. President, what this does is try to make the industrial siting law be applied exactly as we passed it. The problem is that the industrial siting law applies to installations of 30 turbines or more. And, Mr. Chairman, we had a lot of debate about that. We had a task force on wind energy, and we came up with this solution. But it doesn't capture the part, Mr. President, that two things can happen. One is that a very large wind project can be staged in segments that are smaller than 30 turbines so that they potentially could get around the Industrial Siting Act. An applicant actually did try to do this in Wyoming by going – they told the federal land managers how many turbines they were going to install. It was a gigantic number, and they came to the industrial siting and asked for – and said they were exempted because they were only going to put in 29. Well, that's a problem, Mr. President. But there's also another way that they can get around the industrial siting law, and that is to have separate ownership for very large projects. So projects can be divided up, and if there are separate owners, all of which have less than 30 turbines, even if there are hundreds and hundreds of turbines, they wouldn't fall under the Industrial Siting Act. That's a loophole in the law, Mr. President. You can think of how that might happen would be with a – have the same general partner and then have limited partner shares on all the others. This just makes the industrial siting law be applied like we intended it to be. And to a honest and straightforward developer, it would make them follow the law, and it would not be burdensome. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator Case. Please call the roll.
Agar excused. Anderson? No. Anselmi Dalton? No. Baldwin?
Aye.
Barnard?
Aye.
Boner?
No.
Bouchard?
Aye.
Aye. Burns?
Aye.
Aye. Case?
Aye.
Aye. Christensen? No. Co?
No.
No. Dockstetter?
No.
No. Driscoll?
No.
No. Ellis?
Aye.
Aye. Emmerich?
Aye.
Aye. Hastert?
No.
Hastert, no. Hicks?
Aye.
Aye. Kinski?
Aye.
Landon?
No.
No. Meyer?
Aye.
Aye. Moniz?
Aye.
Aye. Nethercott?
Aye.
Pappas?
Aye.
Aye. Perkins?
No.
No. Peterson?
Aye.
Aye. Rothfuss?
Aye.
Aye. Scott? Scott?
Scott.
Scott?
Aye.
Aye. Bonfladern?
Aye.
Aye. Wasserberger?
Aye.
Wasserberger, no. President Bebout?
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote?
Aye.
Landon, no to aye. Hastert, no to aye. Closing vote?
Perkins, no to aye.
Perkins, no to aye. Driscoll, no to aye. Christensen, no to aye. Closing vote. Closing vote closed. Senate File 51, 23 aye, 6 no, 1 excused.
By your vote, Senate File 51, having received 2/3 vote for introduction, shall be assigned to Committee Number 9, Minerals. Members of the Senate, that's it for the introductory votes today. Just for your information, we had 121 Senate files and 5 joint resolutions. We're up a little bit, and tomorrow, of course, is the last day for introduction. Chief Clerk, I'm not sure how many bills are out there, but it's probably 20 or 30 bills. Is that a fair number?
A little less than that.
So we will try to get to those tomorrow. With that order of business, before we do that, reports from standing committees.
This?
February 14, 2018, Mr. President, your committee number 10, to whom is referred Senate File 42, Professional Licensing Applicant Criminal Records, respectfully reports same back to the Senate with a recommendation that it do pass amended. Ayes, Senators Baldwin, Boner, Peterson, and Scott. No, Senator Bouchard. Senator Scott, Chair. February 15, 2018, Mr. President, your committee number 6, to whom was referred Senate File 61, Hunting Colors, Fluorescent Pink, respectfully reports same back to the Senate with a recommendation that it do pass. Ayes, Senators Anselmi Dalton, Barnard, Boner, Emmerich, and Boniz. Senator Emmerich, Chair. February 15, 2018, Mr. President, your committee number 8, to whom was referred Senate File 37, Purple Heart Day and State, respectfully reports same back to the Senate with a recommendation that it do pass. Ayes, Senators Agar, Anderson, Baldwin, Christensen, and Meyer. Senator Meyer, Chairman. February 15, 2018, Mr. President, your committee number 7, to whom was referred Senate File 11, Public Utility Regulation, Joint Powers Entities, respectfully reports same back to the Senate with a recommendation that it do pass. Ayes, Senators Case, Nethercott, Pappas, and Scott. Senator Agar, excused. Senator Case, Chairman. February 15, 2018, Mr. President, your committee number 7, to whom was referred Senate File 12, Public Service Commission Member Qualifications, respectfully reports same back to the Senate with a recommendation that it do pass. Ayes, Senators Case, Nethercott, and Pappas. No, Senator Scott. Excused, Senator Agar. Senator Case, Chairman. February 15, 2018, Mr. President, your committee number 6, to whom was referred Senate Joint Resolution 2, 150th anniversary of the 1868 Treaty of Fort Laramie, respectfully reports same back to the Senate with a recommendation that it do pass amended. Ayes, Senators Anselmi Dalton, Barnard, Boner, Emmerich, and Moniz. Senator Emmerich, Chairman. February 15, 2018, Mr. President, your committee number 6, to whom was referred Senate File 58, Game and Fish Licenses, respectfully reports same back to the Senate with a recommendation that it do pass amended. Ayes, Senators Anselmi Dalton, Barnard, Boner, Emmerich, and Moniz. Senator Emmerich, Chairman. February 15, 2018, Mr. President, your committee number 7, to whom was referred Senate File 10, respectfully reports same back to the Senate with the recommendation that it do pass amended. Ayes, Senators Case, Nethercott, Pappas, and Scott. Excused, Senator Agar. Senator Case, Chairman. February 15, 2018, Mr. President, your committee number 8, to whom was referred Senate File 35, respectfully reports same back to the Senate with the recommendation that it do pass amended. Ayes, Senators Agar, Anderson, Baldwin, Christensen, and Meyer. Senator Meyer, Chairman. February 15, 2018, Mr. President, your committee number 8, to whom was referred Senate File 36, Veterans Tuition Program Limits, respectfully reports same back to the Senate with a recommendation that it do pass amended. Ayes, Senators Agar, Anderson, Baldwin, Christensen, and Meyer. Senator Meyer, Chairman.
With that order of business, bills on second reading. Senate File 2, second reading of the Senate File.
Senate File 2, Legislative Budget.
Senate File 2, having been read two separate times, the question is, shall the bill be read a third time? Hearing no objections? So ordered. Senate File 3, second reading of the Senate File.
Senate File 3, Antelope Hunt Licenses.
Senate File 3, having read two separate times, the question is, shall the Senate File be read a third time? Hearing no objections? So ordered. Senate File 4, second reading of the Senate File.
Senate File 4, Regulation of Bingo and Pull Tab Games.
Senate File 4, having read two separate times, the question is, shall the Senate File be read a third time? Hearing no objections? So ordered. Senate File 5.
Senate File 5, Medicine Lodge State Archaeological Site.
Senate File 5, having read two separate times, the question is, does Senate File be read a third time? Hearing no objections? So ordered. Senate File 19, second reading of the Senate File.
Senate File 19, Uniformity in Domestic Violence Law.
Senate File 19, having read two separate times, the question is, shall the Senate File be read a third time? Hearing no objections? So ordered. Senate File 20, second reading of the Senate File.
Senate File 20, Custody in the Best Interest of the Children.
Senate File 20, having been read two separate times, the question is, shall the Senate file be read a third time? Here is no objection, so ordered. Senate File 21, second reading of the Senate file.
Senate File 21, required reports and adoptions.
Senate File 21, having been read two separate times, the question is, shall the Senate file be read a third time? Here is no objections, so ordered. Senate File 29, second reading of the Senate file.
Senate File 29, Education, Computer Science, and Computational Thinking.
Okay, we have several amendments. Senator Hicks.
Mr. President, I'd like to move. I will move second reading amendment number one to Senate File 29.
Reading clerk, please read it in.
Senate File 29, second reading amendment number 1, page 1, line 13.
Members of the body, I think we had a pretty good discussion on this. Trying to capture part of that discussion and the nuances that come out of that yesterday is what this amendment attempts to address. What the amendment effectively does is it eliminates the requirement under the standards provision of the bill. And it brings that back in the requirement for computer science and computational thinking is going to come into the skill set of the provision of the bill. And let me tell you the genesis of why I think this is important. Based on the discussion that we had yesterday, I think it's prudent to move forward in a conservative fashion that we don't know the overall cost of adding another component to the basket of goods. I think we all concur that it's probably a pretty good idea to move this way. The question becomes is how fast do you move in that direction? And so what this attempts to do is say, let's integrate this into the skills component, and there's a very important portion of that and why I think that's important. If we go the other way and we just put it in the basket of goods required for standards, the information that we received from the students at Cody, that was done as an incubator based on local school districts. The incubator on how we're going to innovate this stuff could be in math, it could be in science, it could be in special curriculum, it could be in the vocational ag program. These local school districts are absolutely innovators. Let's let them work. You know, we always come down here and we ridicule about a one-size-fits-all from the federal government that all 50 states have to comply with the same thing. Indirectly, I think we're doing the same thing. And what that does is we know at that level of government, it destroys innovation. I think it's important we allow this process to work. I think it's important that the legislature establishes a policy that we move forward with this. But I'm a little concerned about the long-term cost, the impact of the innovation at the local school level. Let's send a policy decision out there that this could be done as a skills program through any discipline within the school or weave through multiple disciplines in schools. This is really, in some instances, a local control issue. I think we see the world moving this way. Let's give those local school districts an opportunity to advance this. I ask for your favorable consideration.
Senator Coe. Mr. President, rising on and against the amendment, and I'll talk about the cost first because we had good testimony that addressed that from a district in eastern Laramie County. They said we didn't get it done. Like I said yesterday, remember, this current funding model is a rich model. There's adequate resources in the funding model as it exists. It goes back to the districts to do this if they want to. But the other thing I want to talk about mostly about the amendment, do we intend by passing this bill to give all students the opportunity with computer science? If you move it from the Common Core of Knowledge to the skills side, you aren't giving all students the opportunity. It's just not going to happen. I received an email this morning from a company that says there's $30 million worth of jobs in Wyoming right now that are unfilled with computer science. So remember that the Supreme Court in its decisions on school finance said equity, equal opportunity. And if you move this from the Common Core of Knowledge, you're taking away the opportunity for all students in the state to participate in computer science. Urge that you defeat the amendment.
Senator Kinski.
Thank you, Mr. President. On and for the amendment. Folks, I'll just distill for you a little bit of the feedback that I've gotten from folks in the four school districts that I represent. Are they all on board with computer science and making it part of the school's teaching? Yes. If there are initiatives that double the number of kids or triple the number of kids studying computer science, is that a good thing? Yes, they're on board with that. Should it be a mandate of a class or classes in computer science for every single student? There's a big question there as to whether that's appropriate. We all know there are some students for whom that is not appropriate. In the districts where they have computer science, there are kids who are attracted to it. They gravitate to it. There are other kids who pick up their computer science through their CTE classes, through their math or science classes, or just because they absorb it from society as a whole. So there's a question as to whether it should be for everybody. The other thing that we heard at the recalibration committee from the districts was specifically that it be made one of the skills, because that part of it is already underway. These kids show up in school, they're already very conversant. And so in the lower grades, they're embedding all of this computer science into what the kids do every single day. I mean, you've heard about the schools where they all have iPads and they don't even teach them handwriting anymore. So it's already underway. But mostly, my biggest concern and what I hear from them is we all heard the governor and the state education, reasonable cuts. We know they're coming. They know they're coming. It's just a question of how fast and how much. And I'm a big believer in doing more with less. I was in healthcare for 13 years. Every year I got paid less, and every year I did better. And I think it's reasonable to ask the schools to a certain extent. But it's all a question of how you do it. If it's embedded into the skills curriculum, it's less onerous. It gives them more time to transition. And look at what we've already done. We've given those who take computer science credit towards the Hathaway, one of their math or science. But to bring it on as a requirement this fast, we don't have the teachers, we don't have the capacity, we don't have the funding. Everything you read about these says that you've got to be certain to have the funding. And let me just share with you a little bit from the Professional Teaching Standards Board standards for computer science educators, 2 pages. Expectation that they will effectively design, develop, and test algorithms by using a modern high-level programming language, construct correctly functioning programs involving simple and structured data types, compound Boolean expressions, and sequential, conditional, and iterative control structures. Demonstrate an understanding of data representation at the machine level components, networking in a structured computer environment. And then my favorite, develop lesson plans that engage and empower learners from diverse cultural and linguistic backgrounds. That all has to happen by 2020 without any additional funding. So I would urge that we heed what we heard from many of the districts at recalibration. Make it a part of the skills. They're moving ahead on it. And we can circle back 2-3 years down the road and see how they're doing and reexamine whether we want to make it a mandate as part of the basket of goods, which grows bigger, not smaller, every time we examine it. On and for the amendment.
Further discussion?
Question.
Question being called for. Senator Rothfuss, Mr. Minority Floor Leader.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, on and against the amendment, and this really is a significant decision, I think, for the body to on this and on how we handle computer science moving forward. What we heard from industry, what we heard from the folks that are really passionate about moving the state forward and diversifying, what we heard from the folks representing Endow is that we need to put a lot of effort and energy into this, that this is a potential game changer, that we need to be all in and be a leader. As written right now, the bill would make us a leader. That's the testimony we heard. This amendment changes that. It is easier. I can't disagree with the fact that if we implement this amendment, it's easier for the schools, costs less. Really, it doesn't mean much after that. If we implement this, It adds it to a skill list, which is not prioritized, not like the core of knowledge. It's relatively optional. It's squishy. School districts can kind of do what they want. And we know from the testimony we heard that, as the good senator from Sheridan County mentioned, that it will let them take their time, roll it out as they see fit over a number of years, which is pretty much what they would have done anyway. So with this amendment, we really don't make any substantial changes. We really don't move computer science education forward, and we don't embrace this opportunity. I think that if we're going to be serious about providing a next generation education to our kids, we need to recognize that through the Common Core of Knowledge. That's what I want my kids to experience. And this amendment obviates that possibility. I would ask the body to defeat this amendment and stay with a strong version of the legislation that ensures that all of the kids in all of the schools of the state will have an opportunity to learn computer science, coding, and other next-generation skills. Thank you, Mr. President.
Further discussion? Ready for the question?
Question.
Senator Hicks, for your second time.
Second time. You know, we can have this debate next year as to whether it should go into the standards or will we do it into the skill set. But what I had to ask you is to give yourself an opportunity to go back and visit with your school districts. If you have not had this discussion of how quickly they can integrate this into the program and what does it do to their existing programs as far as science and skills and how they're handling this, what your local plan is to move forward in computer science, you're doing yourself a disservice. And you're taking away local control of your education. We can come back next year after everybody's had an adequate opportunity to go back and visit with your school boards and your teachers, get more information. I think we owe that to the people of the state of Wyoming. Thank you, Mr. President.
Okay, we're voting on second reading amendment number 1 to Senate File 29. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no.
No.
That amendment has passed. Division being called for. All in favor, please stand. My hearing's off today.
What's happened?
That amendment has failed. Senate File 29, second reading amendment number 2. Reading clerk, please read in that amendment.
Senate File 29, second reading amendment number 2, page 1, line 8.
Senator Kinski.
Mr. Chairman, thank you. I'm very happy to have the senator from the Razor City join me in this amendment, and I will be very brief and then turn it over to the man who really understands education and educational administration. There are two parts here. The first operative part is really on line 6, section 2, where we are repealing 21.9101BIM, and that is currently a basket of goods item called applied technology. That gets repealed. And that's based on feedback I got from the education community saying, you know, this was the big deal a decade ago when everybody said, these kids have just got to understand this newfangled spreadsheet stuff. Well, now they're showing up knowing it already. Applied technology can easily go. And computer science be inserted as it is in the current bill. The second section 3 is a two-parter that says the Department of Education shall conduct an analysis of all the changes and costs necessary to fully implement this at every school from Casper to KC, from Claremont to Cheyenne, and report those results back to the education interim no later than September 30. I think it's fair to ask for more with less, but let's at least know what more means. How much is this going to cost? And then the next one, Department of Education working with PTSB, nonprofits, we've heard from them, and for-profit industry to develop a computer science endorsement, middle, elementary, and high. And what that reflects is a concern that the system left to its own will require a computer science major in order to teach these things, and I've heard from CTE teachers, math teachers, science teachers who are successfully teaching computer science that they should not have to go back to college and get a major and a minor. That's a very real concern. So the argument can be simplified as this. Dropping something and adding something is something's got to give. I think we heard the president refer to that yesterday. Something's got to give. We can't keep adding to that basket. And the second part, where we're trying to winnow out the details of this mandate, that can be summarized as the devil is in the details. On and for the amendment, Mr. President. Thank you.
Senator Wasserberger.
Thank you, Mr. I wanted to say Mr. Speaker, Mr. President. On and in favor of the amendment. And the amendment essentially is going to strike applied technology, and then, of course, in the bill itself, we insert computer science. Essentially, most of our classes that have applied technology do it embedded within the curriculum itself. And so when you look at all that list of required things that districts have to do, if there's one thing I think that we can take out, it's applied technology, because it's a part of the projects that they do in welding, that they do in business, they do in robotics. If they are going to do something in technology, they build the robot. So teachers are doing that anyway, and so it's my belief that if we're going to stop dumping on our districts all the time, the best thing to do is to take this particular piece out and insert the computer science piece. And then essentially calls for a report from the Department of Education on how they're going to work with districts and the costs involved, and then ultimately with the Professional Teaching Standards Board on how we certify teachers. And so, Mr. Chairman, Mr. President, I think that the amendment is a good one and would ask for your favorable support.
Senator Coe.
Mr. President, I commend the sponsors of the amendment. I think it's a good amendment as well. It's, you know, innovative. It brings back reporting. It brings back insight into how the program's doing. And I think it makes sense, so I'd urge that the body support the amendment.
Okay. Senator Ellis.
Mr. President, I would move to divide the amendment.
Somehow I knew that was happening. Go ahead. What's your recommendation?
Mr. President, I'm struggling to get there perfectly, but I would like to have a separate discussion on the amendment lines 4 through 7, which call for the repeal of applied technology. But the way the rest of the amendments worded with renumbering might, I don't know how to fix that perfectly, but I would like to separate out the reporting requirement versus the applied technology.
I think it is divisible, and I think we can do a conforming amendment to make it technically correct, so I'm going to allow that to happen. We're going to be speaking on, I'm going to call that division number one, the rest of the bill is division two. And speaking to division one, Senator Ellis, do you wish to speak to that?
Thank you, Mr. President. So for my clarification, the Wyoming statute 219101BIM, the applied technology, is that the first division?
Yes, it is.
Thank you, Mr. President. I think that the good senator from Sheridan County makes a great argument about just how full that plate is, and that's a discussion we've been trying to have with our school districts about what can come off, and I think that this is an appropriate starting point. I do, and so I would urge the body to adopt that division, number one.
Okay, further discussion? Further discussion? Senator Offutt.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, at first face, I agree with the proponents that this is probably reasonable, applied technology. But I'll share my concern. This is the common core of knowledge. This is the core of our entire education system. This is the basket of goods, and we have not taken a single minute of testimony on whether it would be appropriate to remove one of the components of that basket of goods. So I'm going to vote no, because I don't want to make such a critical decision without feedback. If there's something we should study, perhaps we look to that Section 3 amended on third reading and say, what do you think about taking applied technology out of the basket of goods? That would be a prudent approach to this. Changing the basket of goods ad hoc on the floor so that we can have a trade-off when we're talking in other conversations about moving too quickly, It seems a little bit ironic, and I can't support such a significant change without the amount of testimony we had to put it in. When you look at the interim, we talked about this probably in 5 public meetings, putting in the O. Taking out a provision M without a single public meeting is not something I'm willing to support.
Further discussion? Hear the question? Question being called for. All in favor of Division 1, Division 1 being lines 4 through 7 and the conforming amendments necessary, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no.
No.
That division has passed.
Division.
Division being called for. That, please stand. All in favor, please stand on Division 1. Those opposed? Division 1 has passed. We're on Division 2. Anyone wish to speak to Division 2? Senator Ellis.
Thank you, Mr. President. I just had a question for the bringers of the bill about the capacity of the Department of Education to conduct this cost study that the bill would require. From my understanding, this is the expertise that has required us to hire consultants in the past to do the recalibration work. And so I'm concerned that the department doesn't have the capacity to do this type of reporting.
Further discussion? Senator Kitsky.
Mr. Chairman, in response, I'd say the capacity of the Department of Education to absorb this mandate is at least equal to the capacity of the districts to absorb the mandate to implement computer science by 2020. Thank you.
Further discussion? Further discussion? Ready to question? Question has been called for. We're voting on the second division amendment to amendment number 2 to Senate File 29. All in favor of that division signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no.
No.
That division has passed. Back on the bill. Senate File 29, having read 2 separate times, the question is, shall the Senate File be read a third time? Hearing no objection. So ordered. Senate File 63, is there a request out there? Hello, Senate File 63. Senator Kinski, is there a request out there?
Oh, yes, Mr. President, I'm sorry. I would ask that this bill be laid back till Monday, Mr. President.
Till Monday or... tomorrow.
Till Monday.
Till Monday?
Yes.
After any objection, Senate File 63 shall be laid back until Monday. Senate File 81, having read 2 separate times, the question is, shall the Senate File be read a third time? Hearing no objections. So ordered. Senate File 82, having read 2 separate times, the question is, shall the Senate File be read a third time? Hearing no objections. So ordered. With that order of business, a bill on third reading and final passage. I believe we have a consent list. Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Thank you, Mr. President. I had my consent list here just 1 second ago. All right, thank you, Mr. President. I move, let's see, you got to find the right one. I move the following bills for consent list on third reading. Senate File 7, Insurance Corporate Governance Annual Disclosure. Senate File 8, Insurance Audited Annual Financial Reports. Insurance Code Revision. Senate File 9, Insurance Code Revision. Senate File 32, Criminal Record Dissemination. Military Department. Senate File 33, Military Member Spouse and Children Resident Tuition. And Senate File 34, Military Spouse Unemployment Sunset Repeal.
Would any senator like any of these bills removed from the consent list? Having read 3 separate times, the question is, shall these bills pass the Senate? Senate File 7, Insurance Corporate Governance Annual Disclosure. Senate File 8, Insurance Audited Annual Financial Reports. Senate File 9, Insurance Code Revisions. Senate File 32, Criminal Record Dissemination, Military Department. Senate File 33, Military Member Spouse and Children Resident Tuition, and Senate File 34, Military Spouse Unemployment Sunset Repeal. Will the Chief Clerk please call the roll?
On the consent list, Agar excused. Anderson?
Aye.
Aye. Anselmi Dalton?
Aye.
Aye. Baldwin?
Aye.
Barnard?
Aye.
Boner? Aye. Bouchard.
Aye.
Aye. Burns.
Aye.
Aye. Case.
Aye.
Aye. Christensen. Aye. Cope.
Aye.
Dockstetter.
Aye.
Driscoll.
Aye.
Ellis.
Aye.
Emmerich.
Aye.
Aye. Hastert. Aye. Hicks.
Aye.
Aye. Kinski.
Aye.
Aye. Landon. Aye. Meyer. Aye. Moniz.
Aye.
Nethercott. Aye. Pappas.
Aye.
Perkins.
Aye.
Aye. Peterson.
Aye.
Rothfuss.
Aye.
Scott.
Aye.
Aye. Von Fladern.
Aye.
Wasserberger.
Aye.
Aye. President Bebau.
Aye.
Aye. On the consent list, 29 aye, 1 excused. Senate File 7, are there any changes? Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. Senate File 7, 29 aye, 1 excused. Senate File 8, are there any changes? Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. Senate File 8, 29 aye, 1 excused. Senate File 9, are there any changes? Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. Senate File 9, 29 aye, 1 excused. Senate File 32, are there any changes? Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. Senate File 32, 29 aye, 1 excused. Senate File 33, are there any changes? Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. Senate File 33, 29 aye, 1 excused. Senate File 34, are there any changes? Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. Senate File 34, 29 aye, 1 excused.
Having received the affirmative vote of the majority of the members elected to the Senate, Senate File 7, Insurance Code, Insurance Corporate Governance Annual Disclosure, Senate File 8, Insurance Auditor's Annual Financial Reports, Senate File 9, Insurance Code Revisions, Senate File 32, Criminal Record Dissemination, Military Department, Senate File 33, Military Member Spouse and Children Resident Tuition, and Senate File 34, Military Spouse Unemployment Sunset Repeal, have passed the Senate. Mr. Majority Floor Leader, we're that order of business of bills for consideration on general file.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that the resolve itself, the Senate resolve itself in committee of the whole for consideration of bills on general file. And if I may have privilege of the floor for just a
second. Yes, sir, you may.
We're just going to work a bill and get started, and then we'll break for lunch, and we'll come back and pick it up again.
Okay, you've all heard the motion. Those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion carried. Senator Kinski. Probably won't work.
The Committee of the Whole will please come to order. The first bill for our consideration is...
The Committee of the Whole will please come to order. The first bill for our consideration is...
there we go. All right.
Senate File 6. Oh, the clerk will read the title. Sorry.
Senate File 6, Real Estate Exemption Restoration, an act relating to workers' compensation and unemployment insurance, was referred to Committee Number 10, which returned a committee recommendation that it do pass. Ayes, Senators Baldwin, Boner, Bouchard, Peterson, and Scott. Senator Scott, Chairman.
You've heard the reading of the bill. What is your pleasure? Senator Scott.
Mr. Chairman, I move in the Committee of the Whole rise and report it do so with the recommendation that Senate File 6 do pass.
Do you need that again, Mr. Chairman?
I do.
You're on. Okay. Mr.
Chairman,
I move from the Committee of the Whole rise and report it do so with the recommendation that Senate File 6 do pass. Mr. Chairman, I'll explain this interim committee bill briefly. Mr. Chairman, we've always had a gray area in our law between what is an independent contractor and what is a regular employee, and it makes a difference in workers' comp, makes a difference in unemployment insurance, a number of other areas. And there's a gray area because inherently there isn't a bright line distinction in the real world. It sort of slides one to the other. And in real estate, what's happened is a long time ago, before my time, they said that real estate brokers, real estate agents that were on commission were not employees. They're the independent contractor side. That makes that clear. It's always been the way it is. And what's happened is the industry evolved a little bit. They're still primarily commission, but they do have some activities that are not commission-based usually, brokers' opinions on price and whatnot, and they get some compensation based on that. And it's been going on for quite some time, and the bureaucracy enforcing the law read it carefully and said, gee, it has to be only commission, sole commission, and therefore they started charging people workers' comp and unemployment insurance that never had been. The industry has come back and said, let's change the law. You can see it on the top of page 2, lines 1 through 6, where we go back to a broader form of the exemption. We do the same thing for both unemployment insurance and workers' comp. That's why you see some parallel provisions. And we have tried to keep those two together. Makes the world a lot simpler. Mr. Chairman, I think it's only reasonable. The industry has operated this way for a long time. It is changing slightly, but not that fundamentally. Let's restore the exemption and go back where we were. We heard positive testimony on this all around in both the interim committee and the committee here, standing committee. Mr. Chairman, I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Further discussion. Senator Landon.
Mr. Chairman, thank you. I appreciate the good chairman doing a great job on this bill. I just had an interest in the fact that there is no fiscal impact, and I wondered how that might be if we do not have a segment of the population contributing to the workers' comp fund, and maybe he could help me with that just a little bit. Thank you.
Senator Scott.
Mr. Chairman, I'm not the expert on fiscal notes. They seem to tell you more about the position of the agency than they do about reality sometime. But this one doesn't have, it's essentially going back the way it's always done things. You'll collect maybe a little less premium than you were going to. You'll have a few less claims. They should be roughly equivalent. And the trust fund is very actuarially sound, so we don't have to worry about that. It'll take a little less bureaucratic effort to collect the premiums, but that's all automated anyhow, So there really isn't a big impact one way or the other.
Further discussion? Further discussion? Are you ready for the question? All those in favor of Senator Scott's motion that when the committee whole rises to report that to do so with a favorable recommendation of Senate File 6, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, no. Senate File 6 has passed the committee of the whole. The next bill for our consideration is... Whoop. Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Mr. Chairman, move that committee the whole
beg leave
to rise and sit again, or I can't remember if it's that or it's rise, leave, and beg to sit again. But one of those two, we want to go lunch. Thank you.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion carries. Two. And we'll stand until...
We're not there yet.
That's right. I didn't know I was supposed to be here.
It's the Kinski coup.
We have announcements. Senator Anselmi Dalton.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, okay.
I apologize.
Senator Peterson. One second, please.
Do you want me to...
Senator Perkins,
do you have anything else you need to do before I make the motion?
No, go right. For it.
Thank you. Mr. Vice President, I move that the Senate stand in recess until 2 p.m.
You've heard. Senator Peterson, announcements.
Thank you, Mr. Vice President. The Revenue Committee number 3 will be meeting at 12:20, 30 minutes from now, in Journal Room S-19 to take up Senate File 26, Nationwide Multi-State Licensing System Collection Agencies, Senate File 27, Excise Tax Audits, Senate File 49, Disposition of State School Land Revenue, and Senate File 50, Collection of State Financial Obligations.
Senator Burns.
Mr. Vice President, your committee number 2, Appropriations, will meet, 12:20 sounds good to me, will meet at 12:20 and Journal Room S-18, to take up Senate File 65, State Building Construction Legislative Review, Senate File 69, 2018, Large Project Funding, and then Senate File 31, Veteran Skilled Nursing Home Re-Referral, Senate File 66, Volunteer Healthcare Re-Referral, and Senate File 72, School Finance Recalibration Transportation Re-Referral.
Thank you. Any other announcements? You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The Senate will stand recessed until 2 p.m.